Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job, building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So you might think it's an odd transition from talking about MVVM and awaitable tasks and to something rather fun and mundane, like playing video and audio. However, this is the last lesson before we go off and we build an entire application based on the Hub App template. And I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but it will involve playing audio and video. So I want to show how to work with audio and video before we jump into that part of building our app. So to isolate that, I'm going to build a new project. We'll select just a Hub App template and call this sound and video. And this will allow us to discuss the media element by itself. And so what I'm going to do is just illustrate some very simple scenarios in this lesson, just a bit more than we're actually going to need for our full featured app in the next lesson, but not enough to go off and create some great audio player app that you could sell on the store. You're going to want to consult the documentation if you have a more advanced scenario that you want to enable. So what I want to do is open up the mainpage.xaml, and I'm going to go and paste in some XAML. Let me move this down, make this smaller, make it like 36, there we go. And I'm just going to select and remove the grid and just paste in the stack panel layout instead. And you can see that I pasted in a media element control. I just set its height and width to 10. It doesn't really have any visual player, or at least it won't for just playing audio at this point. And you can see that I set the source property for the media element to a WAV file in my assets folder. Now, I don't have that currently in my assets folder. There should be some assets that are available whenever you download this video. There should be a zip file that has some additional files in it. And so make sure you open up lesson number 21 assets folder. And I've just taken that and dragged it to my desktop here. So I'm going to choose coffee and duck.wav. Both are files from that assets folder. I'm going to drag and drop them into the assets folder in my Solution Explorer. And then I'll move my Visual Studio back into my recording area like so. Great. And so now what I want to do is run the app. Okay, and hopefully, I'm not sure if it recorded it in the video or not. However, I have a set of headphones and I could hear it, the quack come out of the headphones. So I know that it actually did play. In fact, let me put my headphones around my neck so I can listen to it and monitor it in the future. So it might be a little anticlimactic from where you're sitting and watching this video, but if you're following along, you should hear a quack come through your speakers as the program executes. Now, say for example, I don't want the sound to play immediately. I only want it to be triggered whenever I click a button. So let's make some changes to our app. What I'll do, first of all, is I'm going to set auto play attribute equal to false. So that will stop it from playing right away. And then I'm going to paste in the code for a button that I've got here on my clipboard. And what I want to do, as you can see, I have a new button here in the upper left-hand corner. And I'm going to now, whenever somebody clicks that button, the click event will fire and we'll handle it with a play sound button underscore click event. So I'll right click and select go to definition. And here what I want to do is something simple like my media element dot play. All right. And we're going to run the application again. And I'm going to hold this up so I can hear it if it does quack this time. Yep, I can hear it. So very good. That works. I encourage you to follow along and make sure that this works on your end as well. All right. So what if I want to use the same media element for multiple sounds or videos? Well, first what I would do is I would remove the source and autoplay attributes like so. And then what I want to do is go back to the mainpage.xaml.cs for the click event handler. And I'm going to set my media element source property equal to, And if I hover my mouse cursor over the source property, it takes a URI object, and a URI just represents a location. It's kind of like a URL, but it can include local networks and file systems. So we're going to do a new URI, and then we're going to give it a location as a string. So there's this special like syntax. So ms-appx:// kind of resembles http:// right? But we're basically saying look inside of the current package for this asset. So we're going to look in the assets folder /duck.wav, all right? And then we're also going to give it an optional URI kind. And this just says, where should it look for this? Should it be relative to the current folder, or should it be an absolute path? And what we're going to choose is, we're just going to say URI kind dot relative or absolute. And that basically says, let the runtime figure out whether it's absolute or whether it is or relative, all right? So we're not going to declare that. This should be sufficient for it to find the asset that we're looking for, all right? So let's run the app again. And I'm gonna click, and I can indeed hear the duck quack. Awesome. All right, so that helps us utilize one media element that we've defined to play potentially multiple sounds. What if we wanted to display video? Well, in that case, what we'll want to do is make our media element larger, because it's actually going to display inside of this. And so we're going to need to give it some room here. So 400x240, and then we'll set some margins just to make things look pretty, like so. You can see when I put my mouse cursor in it, we get this outline of it and where it'll be displayed. Great. And this time what we're going to want to do is in the, we're going to add another button. So beneath our current button, we'll add another button that's play video instead of playing the sound. And here I'll right click so that we can go in and define the play video button _click event handler. And here what I want to do is, and I'll just paste in this code, instead of playing the duck.wav, we want to play the coffee.mp4 file, which we dragged into our assets folder earlier. All right, so let's go ahead and run this app and see it at work. So the first thing I'll do, just to make sure that the sound still works, and it does, is I click the play sound button, and now I'm going to play the video, and you can see it's playing the MP4 file. It's me just making a cup of coffee, nothing all that interesting. But what if we wanted to pause the video during playback? Well, I would need to keep track of the current state of the media element. And I suppose there are many different ways to do this. I'm just going to show you one way. First of all, I'm going to imagine the various states that the video could be in. It could be playing currently, it could be paused currently, or it could be stopped. And so what I'm going to do is actually stop running this app, and I'm going to begin by creating a new enum. So public enum media state. This is something I'm just cooking up here off the top of my head. Stopped playing and then paused are the various states that we could use. And so then I'm going to use that enum to perform the following logic. So first thing I'll do here is I'm going to add a private property called state, or a private field called state, that will be of type media state and initialize it to the fact that the video is currently stopped. And then inside of the play video button _click event, I'll just paste in some code here. Let's comment this out. And I'll paste in this code. All right. And so what we'll do is we'll check the current state. If the state is currently stopped, then we'll play the video. However, if the video is currently playing whenever the user clicks the video button, then we'll pause the video. If the state of the video is currently paused and they click the play button, then we will continue playing from that point on. So let's run the app now. And we're going to click play video. And now the scenario is this. I'm going to click play video again, and it pauses the video. And I'm going to click it again, and it continues playing the video, and I can continue doing that. All right. There's actually one little bug in this app as it stands right now. Well, first of all, before I talk about that, notice that we're just calling the play method and the pause method depending on the current state of the media element. There is one bug, though. If the media element does get to the end of the video, we want it to set the state of the video back to what it was originally, which was stopped. So to do that, what we're going to do is go back to our media element, and here we're going to add the media ended event handler, and we'll create a new event handler for that. I'll right click, select, go to definition, and then inside of here we'll just say state field equals media state dot stopped, and that should take care of that situation. All right, and I'll leave you to test that on your own. But that's essentially how I would implement that playing and pausing scenario. I could even change out what the button looks like based on the current state. Didn't choose to do that here. All right, but hopefully that gives you some idea of how to reference assets, video and audio assets in your app, how to play them, and then how to pause them, and then based on their state, continue playing or stop them or whatever the case might be. All right. So as I said at the outset, there are more features of the media element than what we would discuss in this lesson. However, this will at least get you started thinking about what's possible. And then in the next lesson, we're going to put many of these ideas together into a single app, and that's going to be exciting. We'll see you there. Thank you.